This is Texans 360. Happy that you're watching. Drew Doherty here on Final Four weekend. You know, a guy who joined the Texans about four games into the season in 2015, Brian Peters. He came in and made an instant impact on special teams and wound up sharing for the NFL lead in special teams tackles with 17. He recently caught up with the guys from Texans Radio.
Now joined by Brian Peters of your Houston Texans linebacker and special teams specialist, if you will. How's it going, Brian?
I'll take that title. I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, yeah, I said specialist. How do you feel about that? Clearly you excel at special teams, but do you want to be known for that? I mean, you'd probably want to play some linebacker. How do you regard all that, Brian?
I mean, I love the title. And I mean, that was a niche that I came in and enjoyed doing for the team. But as far as I guess whatever you do, be good at it is kind of my motto. And if that's my role on the team, I'll fully embrace it. And we got a good group of teamers too. So it just makes it easier to excel at that role. And then obviously I call myself a linebacker as well. So I try and do my job and execute as well as I can there. And if that gets me time on the field, it gets me time on the field. But for now, I'm just looking to be dominant on special teams.
Brian, when you got here, it felt like kind of the pieces on special teams sort of fell into place. You and Max and Curtis Drummond, you guys seem to be the core of that special teams. And then from that point on, you guys really seem to have a pretty good time covering kicks, but you seem to be the one kind of holding all that together. When you got here, was that what they told you they wanted out of you?
Yeah, initially they just said, like, we're bringing you in to, I guess, help piece together our special teams. Obviously, it was awesome to have Max come on that same week, and then eventually got Drum up, and as well as Charles James.
Yep.
And I think that just kind of having those guys that have the responsibility and just start dominating on teams, and like that's their main role, yep, and accepting that role and just thriving in that role. Because previously they had, I think, Whitney Merciless was on a punt team. Obviously, John Simon was pulling double duty as well. But you had some offensive guys as well. But I think that defensive core group kind of, I guess, excelled through special teams.
You mentioned accepting that role. How tough is that for younger players to, quote-unquote, accept that role of special teams?
Oh, I think it should be easy, because I think basically until you can do your job and execute on special teams, you can't do your job and execute on defense. Obviously, there's first and second and third round draft picks that kind of, I guess, trump that requirement just due to their physical nature and their playing skills. But really, if you can't play on special teams, how are you expected to be dominant on, I guess, offense or defense, whatever your job ends up being? But how I see it, it's just wherever they put you, you need to excel, because I mean, they're paying you to be a pro, so be a pro what you do.
Brian, how much does being a safety in your former football life help you now on special teams?
Obviously, I think my ability to run and obviously my hips help me excel. But I mean, I think it helps me more as a linebacker from my coverage standpoint. But I'm really playing about 15-20 pounds heavier than I was, but I still think I run well. Actually, from a 40 time standpoint, I got faster as I gained more weight, which
that's kind of
beats me. Yeah, so I'll take it.
How'd you figure that? Well, what have you been doing this offseason? Because this is a peculiar offseason, or not a peculiar, but it's a different offseason than ones you've been through in the past. I mean, you've got a nice resume of tape on you in the NFL. What's going on this offseason for you?
As far as offseason, I've been here in Houston training for the most part. I slipped home for about 10 days, but this is probably the most stability I've had in my life for a hot second. I know I'm coming back, or I know I'm going to be in camp with the Houston Texans again. And actually, part of my training group, John Simon, who I've trained with for the past 3 years now, is staying down here as well. So it just it kind of fell into place, and we got a good work ethic, and me and him work well together, and we've been training right off the bat. Took about 2 weeks off and got into it.
But y'all don't just train together. I mean, there's a deeper history than that, right?
Yeah, we lived together in Ohio, in a dumpy little two bedroom place with three guys, just guys that like to chew up weights and take supplements, basically. But we've known each other for a few years now. I stood up in his wedding. He's good people. When I got here initially, I lived with him and his wife Brittany. And
oh my gosh!
Yeah, so they took care of me, and
you got to do that for a groomsman. I mean,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
It's a transition for him.
Yeah.
Know?
So
how did Brittany feel about this?
I think it was positive, but okay. Obviously I try not to bother them too much. I let them do their little newlywed arguing, newlywed cuddling, and I just hung out upstairs. But they took me in, and then obviously we lift together, golf together, all that kind of stuff. So he's good people, good friend of mine.
You played for the what is it, the Omaha Nighthawks, the Iowa Barnstormers. All right, that's Arena League stuff.
You have to wear that cool helmet with the goggles.
Yeah,
right?
I did.
So
what
was the best helmet there is.
What was that? So you played both ways in Arena, right? So what did you do?
Oh, I didn't play both ways. I wish they let me play both ways. I was playing Jack linebacker in Arena football for 3 weeks, and I'm not going to lie to you, that may have been the most fun I've had playing football, because you're just – literally, my job is, like, run one way, and whoever crosses you, just smoke them. Or, yeah, and you hit them into the wall, and then you got guys spilling beer on you from the first row, like, just even fans talking crap, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Iowa has a pretty good atmosphere, huh? Yeah. Kurt Warner played there.
Yeah, he was there, I guess, their god of arena football there for the Barnstormers, and he wasn't there or anything like that, but he was the model or the dream to get from arena to the NFL.
But you also played the CFL. Where they put an extra guy on the field. How different was it to play in that environment? So you play in the Arena League where there are seven guys on a field?
Yeah, something like
and
that.
And then CFL, you got 12.
You were one of them.
And you got a wider field. And then you come back and play American football, you got 11. What was it like playing in the CFL with all those guys moving all those different parts?
It was fun. It was an awesome opportunity up there. But the moving parts didn't affect me too much, because that's primarily on the secondary, because the extra guy is a receiver. So our extra guy on defense is a DB of some sort. And then I was playing a linebacker. So probably the most American version of the game up there is in the box, in the front six it is, ends up being. And the only time is when you get, like, the running back doing the forward motion, and you'll get, like, the inside receiver, slot receivers. It's crazy.
Can you hit them coming right across to get that running start, which I hate about the CFL and Arena League, too? Just change that. It's not
been
football.
It's been ruled for them forever.
Can you smoke them, as you would say, right across the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, you can hit them. You can hit them right away, and that's kind of what helps take some speed off them. But still, I mean, up there, the field's 10 yards wider, so they have that extra yard in the line of scrimmage, so you can't, like, hit them right on the line.
Right.
Which makes it even worse. So, I mean, trying to cover some guys up there is like trying to cover a guy in a Walmart parking lot at times.
It's pretty unique, because a lot of people think, oh, well, if you can't make it in the NFL, hey, you can just go up to the CFL and you'll flourish. And that does not happen. You, however, you go up there, you do great things on special teams, but you also, the same season, you're doing really well on defense. I mean, I think correct me if I'm wrong, you led in both special teams tackles and defensive tackles, right?
Yeah, for my team.
Yeah, for your team.
Did you win a Grey Cup or play in one?
Yeah.
Yeah, we won a Grey Cup my first full season up there. And then I actually started on the CFL, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders practice squad.
Right.
And then similar to this season, I joined 4 or 5 weeks in, ended up leading their team in special teams tackles that year. So it's just been kind of a similar path where I've been able to prove myself on special teams initially. And just thrive in the role that they present me with.
So how do you get here to the Houston Texans? Just tell everybody how you got. You went arena football, CFL. You spent some time with the Vikings at one point. How did you get here to Houston?
This the entail. So anyway, so out of college, I went to a few mini camps. I got zero calls on draft day. I made calls on draft day to try and get an opportunity just to work out. I had Pat Fitzgerald at Northwestern making calls and some of our guys out of there. And then that didn't buff out, so I went to the UFL and did camp with them, then got cut from them. So I was like, just give me the CFL team's emails. I'll send their GMs and pro personnel guys an email saying, hey, I'll work for you. I'll be a dog for you, that kind of thing.
You did that.
I did that, mm-hmm. And then got the opportunity to work out for the Eagles, Saints, and eventually the Vikings, signed with the Vikings, put me on practice squad for 3 weeks, and then got signed to Houston.
I find that very interesting that you took it upon yourself to send your stuff out. As a professional, I would reduce the amount I'm giving my agent if I were you. You did your own agent work.
Yeah, he gone.
Yeah, all right.
Good.
I got a new agent.
Awesome.
Brian, thanks a lot for being with us.
No problem.
Appreciate
Thank you for having me on.